As people slowly gathered in front of Boise City Hall, the Fruitland High School band was on hand to spark a growing sense of energy and anticipation. Before long, the growing number of spectators took on an international flavor.
My name is Ahmed El Aitra. I'm the head of delegation of the Egyptian team. We're participating in two sports, in floor hockey and snowshoeing. Floor hockey in boys and snowshoeing two girls.
My name is Pančić Dejan and I am from ex-Yugoslavia, actually now is an independent country, Montenegro. We have only three athletes, but we expect to win a medal.
My name is Maria Jose Cueva. I'm from Ecuador, 20 athletes, and participated in floor hockey.
Finally, it was what everyone was waiting for. 118 volunteer athletes slowly made their way from the Boise Depot north on Capitol Boulevard to Boise City Hall for a welcoming ceremony that included First Lady Lori Otter and Boise Mayor Dave Peter. Also on hand was Kristen Armstrong, who competed in the Summer Olympics last year in Beijing. Armstrong urged people to visit some of the competitive events.
Because once it's gone, it's gone. You know, we host it this year, and 4 years later, it's going to be somewhere else. So really take advantage of the events that we have here in Boise, Idaho. It's not every day that a small community like ourselves get to have such a special event come to our neck of the woods.
All in all, up to 2,500 athletes from over 100 countries will participate in the 2009 Special Olympics World Winter Games. For Boise State Radio, I'm Don Wimberly.